All right, it's Towns Cup Rugby Podcast time. The first of our club features is with Tullow RFC. I'm here at Blackgates in the clubhouse after a good night's training. These podcasts coming in association with the Athlone Sevens, who are hosting it in August, on the August bank holiday weekend. And Sevens rugby is a sport to get yourselves involved with if you can. I have three lads here having a little bit of banter already. Two of them. Did we actually see a mouse?
There's a mouse in the house.
Oh, fantastic, yeah. Yeah, I'm glad I got these high seats. Hold it together, lads. Hold it together. Tullow players afraid of mice. That would be a headline. Bernard Jackman, their coach with me. Bernard, very welcome along.
Thanks, Rob.
And in with me, two players who played in the 2008 Cup Final. It wasn't the best of days, but it was a great day for the club to get that far. You're back again. Frank Murphy, the captain.
Thanks, nice to meet you.
Good stuff, good to have you along. And Will O'Brien, who's going to be, I don't know if you played a fullback in that game, but you're a fullback probably the next day.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, nice to meet you.
Burner's giving me a look there as in, don't be picking my team for me until I fix it. But anyways, listen.
Here we go, Thursday. If he turns up Thursday, there's a chance.
Right, mice aside and all other things aside, Bernard, you're in the cup final. I mean, a couple of months ago, looking at maybe possible relegation playoffs, a few things to concern yourselves. It's brilliant. It's turned around nicely, and out of a really tough Division 1B, this is a good way to come to end the season.
Yeah, we had obviously a tough league campaign, but I suppose once Christmas came, you know, things started to come together. We got a lot of us back from injury, and we had a few lads who were at the World Cup, and they got a bit of a fitness into them, I suppose, in a few games. And I don't know, just Tullow seems to love the cup, and you know, it's been a real good buzz for the last couple of months. We've had some tough battles, you know. We're probably our hardest game so far has been Clane. The first game was absolute dogfight here, and really rough conditions. And then, you know, we played Wicklow, performed really well over there. And then a really very tough game against Roscrea. We had to play Roscrea 2 weeks in a row, and we beat them by 2 points in the cup, and then we beat them, you know, in an extra time in the league playoff. So. Yeah, it's been great. Big buzz around the club, and the seconds are playing the semi-final tomorrow night, and the thirds are playing the quarter-final on Friday night. So plenty of activity, a busy week.
Yeah, it's just about to bring that up when you say you love cup rugby, Frank. I've just come down here and maybe to describe to people who don't know Tullow, like, you play in the middle of nowhere almost, and in the middle of Carlow, between Carlow Town and Tullow Town, and it's an incredible setting for a rugby team to have three top quality sides, just to see them train in the middle of April, because, you know, if teams are training in April, it's always a good sign.
Yeah, I suppose Tullow is a small town, so we just try to build a community spirit, you know. I'd be from the outskirts of Tullow myself, you know, in a neighbouring village, so with several lads on the team, so we just all come together. We just come here, this is what we want to do. It's a spirit, you know. There's no real townie-isms or whatever in it, you know. So it's just good, hard rugby, I suppose. That's what we've hopefully tried to change a bit more this season, with Burner coming in. Maybe that's why we had a bit of a rough start. Lads in Tullow love to take the ball and run bullheaded, you know. So we've tried to eventually, you know, over the past couple of seasons, try and, you know, move on from that style, I suppose. When you talk about 2008, I think that's pretty much what we were. Just a one-man, take the ball up, crash ball kind of team, you know. So I think that's what showed our naivety. So in the past four seasons, hopefully we've tried to progress from that.
Well, did some of the evidence of that progression come in the Ashburn game? Because if the other games were all tight and close, you really did seem to click in that game.
We worked really hard in training here the last few weeks, and just credit to Birchies after sorting us out. We fought really hard, and we just never give up. With a real squad mentality, your squad worked very well. So yeah, it was very good.
Yeah, what about that? Did you come here thinking, did you have your own notions coming into this team? Obviously you know the team well, it's a team that's very close to yourself growing up, but did you think to yourself, I need to change the Tullow way, or is it much more subtle than that?
I think that, to be honest, long term we got to be a club who get to 1A, you know. I think if you get to 1A you can win Towns Cups, you know, on a frequent basis. So from my point of view, it's disappointing we didn't have the best league campaign.
It started reasonably well in the early
days. We got Wicklow off. We weren't consistent, really, and that's done now. You know, we stayed up. Scarries will keep us up this weekend. And, you know, now we have a chance of silverware, you know, but there's been great scalps over the years in Tullow. It's just backing it up the following week, you know, so we have to make sure that Ashburn wasn't our final. You know, we're trying to ram it home that we've won nothing yet. It's a great day out for all our family, and there's a great hype about it and stuff, but at the end of the day, we're going to judge ourselves on how we play on Sunday, you know, for those 80 minutes, and we've got to try and be better than Enniscorthy, and that's going to be very, very hard, because, you know, we've talked about it and we looked at them, and they're the best team we've played all year. You know, we played them in the South East League, and they just, you know, wiped the board with us. So we know it's a huge, huge challenge, and hopefully we don't let ourselves down.
Frank, this club is hopping on the league game. I was at the Carlo game earlier in the year. What's going to be like playing in front of the crowd? You're used to them now, this kind of sport, aren't you?
Well, I suppose that's what I think sets this club apart from maybe all the other clubs in Leinster is it's our support. I suppose we try and feed off that as well. I mean, when you go onto the field and you have that many people shouting for you, and then you see the other team coming out and it's more of a whimper. You know, that gives you that, I suppose, psychological edge, that boost, that, you know, a bit of pride that you have in yourself that comes out. But I suppose it can swing the other way as well, where you, certain lads can get too hyped up. And I suppose that's what happened to us in 2008. I mean, it was probably the biggest Towns Cup attendance in maybe 10 or 15 years. And lads just kind of seen the crowd panicked a bit. I remember the first ball that was there, the kickoff. Two lads went for it, you know, headstrong. Two of them missed it. You know, the ball bounced and we were on the back foot straight away. So, I mean, as much as, you know, we want to feed off the energy we get from the crowd as well, you know, we have to be ice cool in the head.
Will, you were the youngest player on the pitch that day.
Yeah, I was on the wing. So it was an experience anyway. The massive crowd, family, friends, everyone all around us, and support was great. But the occasion did get to a lot of lads. But hopefully we have a lot of experience there now too. So hopefully we can do one better this year.
Bernard, there was a quote in the podcast we did earlier that of that, I think it was End of Vincent, of that day there was 3,000 there and 2,800 were from Tullow. So if that happens again, and it probably won't because End of Scotty are going to bring their crowd too, but how are you going to control that kind of experience for the lads?
I think we have to try and buy into it, you know, and feed into it really. I think that if this wasn't in front of that many people, you know, End of Scotty would be even bigger favourites than they are. But we got to make sure that we just represent, you know, our family and friends well, you know, and give them something that they're proud of. If that's good enough to win, great. But if it's not, you know, we want to go down and have everyone believe that we've played every ounce we can for the jersey and for the club. And like, that's all you are when you play. You take a jersey, you're only representing something else, you know. It's not a new club. There's plenty of fellas have wore that jersey in the past and put their heart and soul in it. So when you put it on, that's your responsibility, you know. And it's not skills. It's not fancy moves. It's just putting in an honest day shift, you know, and giving it back over for the bagman afterwards to put it away till next year. And, you know, some of the lads will get a chance to wear it next year, some of them won't, and that's just the reality of it. And to be honest, finals are about winning, you know. It's great to get there and stuff, but you'll never have any positive memories. Ask the lads about 2008. You know, you'll find them hard to say anything good about it. And it's unfortunate they didn't perform to their capability that day, and they came up against a very good Navan team. We're coming up against a very good Enniscorthy side, so we really got to pull out, you know, probably our biggest performance of our lives to stay with them.
All right, guys, before we wrap this up, I want to just kind of get inside the dressing room of Tullow. Frank, you might take me in there as captain. I don't know whether you're the type of captain. Do you do the Paul O'Connell speeches with the second row? Is that your way?
It's probably the smelliest place to be. I don't know. Yeah.
Too many farmers, is it?
Possibly, yeah. It's not just the farmer, I think the smell's coming from. But, no, I mean, there's a lot of lads that talk in the dressing room, you know. There's a good few wise heads as well, and I suppose then there's a few of the younger lads that like to be a bit smarter and a bit more on the ball. But
you're not one of them, will you?
No. I'd be one of the calm heads in there, so I would.
Yeah, so it's a good place to be. I mean, that's why we all play team sport, you know, for that kind of bonding and everyone to stick together. So it's a great place.
Is there anyone, do you have players in the squad that you have to just kind of drag a little bit along with you sometimes to get them to training on time?
He's pretty old. He's about 42, is he?
Yeah, right.
He's got takes him about half an hour to get warmed up. He's got the smallest stride in Irish rugby. It takes him about 400 steps to make it half the way up the pitch, so we have to stretch him out every so often. And he's in the yoga now. He's working very well for him. He's taking after Ryan Giggs, maybe on and off the field. I don't know, is he married or anything?
I think if any of the younger profs are practicing his warm up routine, I think we're in trouble. It's almost famous now.
He used to come to training and his warm up was putting the heat on the car in the way. So that was the first thing I had to sort out when I got here. You know, it wasn't hydration or strength and conditioning. It was just to get Burnsy warmed up properly, you know.
So the younger players aren't looking up to Burnsy.
No, not at the minute anyway. Although he does have a great head and just a bit late every now and again.
Louis Kakine, the other prop, he could make rugs. He's so hairy, you know. I think if we win the cup, we'll chip in for a wax back and crack for him, just tie him up a bit, you know. Like I do with some of his hair in my head.
Other than that, anyone else worth slagging on your side? Or I think you covered front row. Like, it's a bit harsh there, Frank.
Yeah,
I thought the tight five stick together.
No. The front row are a league of their own. I don't know. No offense, Bernard, but they were never the sharpest tools in the shed. The first man to drop or knock on a ball out there or to look stupid, I think, is probably the front row. So
it's a good club for nicknames as well. We have the egg, we have the holla, we have the fish, we have Casanova here, Willie O'Brien. There's a few other ones, is there?
Damage.
Robocop.
Terminator. If you get names on the back of your jerseys, it's probably that's the way for
could be dangerous. Could be very dangerous.
That doesn't seem to be the Tuller way for me. I'd be going against it. If it's coming down to the last few minutes of the game, who am I likely to be seeing kind of calling the lads in? Besides yourself, obviously, but in terms of who's the guys that you go look to and say, yeah, he's been there, he's done that?
I think John Roach will have massive experience. He's been in two. He was in one with Carroll and he was in the 2008 final. So
you've forgiven him, obviously.
we just hope it's going to be third time lucky for him, you know. I think he deserves it. There's a few guys there as well. Joey on the bench when he comes on, he's good just to calm things down. Then there's lads that are quiet, but yet they'll be twice as effective, you know, like Rob Porter as well. He mightn't say much, but, you know, in the last couple of minutes, if there's a big tackle to be put in, he's going to be the one that's there. So, I mean, I think that's what we have. We've got a good blend of people. Some people will talk and some people just want to get on with the game. And I suppose that's what you need, a good blend. If everyone talks, I mean, it's just a committee. And there's enough of them around here.
Well, it's just a bit of a tangent just to finish with, but I was here for the Carlow game early in the year. How important has been that rivalry that's kind of just reignited in recent times, maybe to drag you on a bit as well, and just for rugby in the whole region?
As a true Tullow lad, as I'd like to call myself, it's massive. The rivalry is great. It kind of spurs you on that extra little bit. It's a pity we didn't get the results this year, but we'll look forward to a battle next year again.
It's tough. Bernard, Carlow rugby has the potential. The high that it was on 10 years ago in the All Ireland League, can it be matched again? And if it is matched, can it be matched almost in a better way?
Yeah, I think it can. I think that the senior clubs are struggling at the moment, to be honest, you know, and junior rugby's thriving because it's so accessible. You know, people who have never played a game then come into a junior club and get involved coaching under 14s or 16s. There's not as much, I suppose, committee stuff, you know what I mean? And that might happen in senior clubs, and they really are thriving. Like, I guarantee you, I'm working for RT for the Clontarf Mary's game, which is the side of the Ulster Bank League on Saturday. I guarantee there'll be a bigger crowd in Port Arrington, and it'll be a better atmosphere, you know, for a provincial cup final at junior level. And you know, there's something, the side of you need to, I suppose, wake up to that and realise that the junior game is probably going to be where they're going to get the future players, you know. There's a lot of guys playing Ulster Bank League, it doesn't mean anything to them, you know. And financially, it's out of control, whereas there's guys playing, you know, junior rugby who are playing for the parish as such, you know, and that served the GAA pretty well. I think it can serve rugby well in the next 10 years.
Frank, I wanted to be careful how I mentioned this because, look, Sean O'Brien's such an important member of this club, but I don't want to make him the centre of it either, because just I know that's not what he'll want to be. But just to see him out there this evening, not only just coaching you guys the week before a cup final, but also with the seconds and the thirds, is that something that's just so important to you guys? I saw him on the sideline coming back from England's game for the Ross Grey match. How much does he mean from you right down to the guys in the third team?
I think he's out here so often now that we probably take him a bit for granted. But I mean, he always has something to say, something small to, you know, just to add that extra bit of spice or whatever. And it means everything to the lads around here. I suppose that's what the foundations of the club are built on. I mean, no one man is bigger than this club. So, I mean, we're all at the same level and we all have to work together. So Sean recognises that, and I suppose he's the forefront of that. He's the leader as well as Bernard and, you know, the committee here as well. I mean, it's just it's everyone's on the same level, and we don't have that kind of hierarchy that other clubs have, where, you know, I suppose in a sense they can get a little bit distracted from top to bottom. We just have a level playing field here, and it's everyone is one man.
Right, lads, just do a good
cover. Obviously, I was lucky enough to play for 10 years professional in Ireland. I've never seen any other pro give so much to a club, you know, and in a quiet way, doesn't ask anything for it. But yeah, he's just is phenomenal, and I think it's a huge part of why the club is thriving. But you know, he rushed back. I was away that Muskrat game. He rushed back from Dublin, you know, after a big game, and
he arrived
last 10 minutes, and whatever he said, you know, we got to try. So, like the small things, the turn cup campaigns, you know, and you know, that could have been our turning point.
All right, finally, I don't know how. Maybe it's superstitions. Maybe it's just the way Bernard does his speeches. But what take us into that dressing room 10 minutes before kickoff on Sunday? What kind of superstitions are in there? Are there anyone who won't be wearing their jersey until they go out?
You'll probably have Burnsy still doing his stretches anyway. And there'll be a few lads up on the physio's table, I'd say, still. But it'll be pretty cool, pretty relaxed. I mean, you know, as much as you want to jump around and shout and roar and scream, I mean, you can't go to the other side and jump the other side of the fence. But it'll be cool. I mean, we just have to concentrate on our game and what we're set up to do. You know, so 10 minutes beforehand, that's what really everyone should be thinking about. Just visualise, you know, the start of the game, how we want to get off to it. And then I suppose a couple of minutes beforehand or whatever, Bernard will say his piece. And we'll just go out and take it from there then.
Will the 5 to 7 lads that were involved in that last year, will you have a part to play? Just keep everyone nice and even keel?
Yeah, well, we'd like to think we would, but we'll be the ones trying to calm the other lads down, I suppose, and just get out and relax, enjoy the occasion. I can be hopefully put on a good performance and do everyone proud. It'll be very tough.
Savage stuff. Lads, I think the mice are gone.
the rat cut it.
All right, that's good. Thanks a million, lads.
Cheers. Thanks.